Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Your host, Greg, will have smart discussions with friends, experts, and thought leaders on customer experience, transformation, and leadership. Please follow this podcast on your preferred platform. I am sure you will enjoy the next episode with the guest I selected for you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Today, we have a job to be done. We want to perform a nice and an interesting discussion together with Eckhard Böhme. Hi, Eckhard. How are you?
Hi, Greg. I'm very well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And to the audience, you already know what we are going to discuss about. Today, it's all about job to be done. But as usual, before we kick off this discussion, Eckhard, could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah. First of all, thank you so much for the invitation. I'm very excited to be here. So a little bit about myself. I'm going to go back into the past because that explains the best why I'm so passionate about this topic. By education, I'm an industrial engineer. And when I was young and thought about what to study, I couldn't really decide whether I wanted to become an engineer or a business person. So I thought to become an industrial engineer would be the ideal connection between these two topics. Later on, I started at Microsoft and worked in the US for 12 years in different marketing, product management, and also marketing excellence, so marketing education roles. In 2009, then I came back, and in 2016, I discovered Jobs to be Done during a workshop that I took and really fell in love with that concept of Jobs to be Done. So I studied kind of everything, all videos and books, and really tried to get into the topic. I found out that Clayton Christensen at the time wrote a book about Jobs to be Done. I would call it like the Jobs to be Done Bible, and applied to become the subject matter expert for the German version of that book. And so I had to dive very deep into the topic. Later on, I developed the first public workshop on Jobs to be Done and translated some tool sets and so on. And so that's kind of my history. Most recently, I ran a class on the Wheel of Progress that we developed at Michigan State University. And we also developed a whole methodology around Jobs to be Done, because it's nice to know about the concept, but it's even better to apply it and to have a tool set. And so that's kind of the latest what we have done with Jobs to be Done. And you also ask about what my core values are that have guided my professional path. And one thing that is very near and dear to my heart is purpose. And I think we in business jobs have to always question ourselves, is what we do really the right thing for customers? What's the purpose? What is driving us? Why are we automating certain things? So I really like to have a holistic view of customers and think about how we can help them make progress in life or in business. And so that's kind of my mission statement, is helping organizations to embrace Jobs to be Done to help customers to make progress.
Thank you very much, Eckhard. I think in our field, often people think that it's a persona template, it's a customer journey, or it's job to be done. It's something easy. Let's quickly sit together and do that 10 minutes. We did the paperwork, and now let's do stuff. But the reality is also behind jobs to be done, there is a framework. You spoke about the wheel, and therefore let's deep dive to really understand what's the value of created by Jobs to be Done. Can you explain the core principle of Jobs to be Done framework and how it differs from traditional customer segmentation methods?
Yeah, and this is a super important topic, because I believe that organizations through segmentations try to understand markets. They try to organize their strategic response. So what kind of product should we develop? What customers should we target? So Jobs to be Done can help with segmentation. And what is actually Jobs to be Done? I would say the idea behind Jobs to be Done is understanding the purpose of customer behavior For example, behind the use of a product or service, you want to understand why someone buys like a drill to drill a hole into the wall. It's certainly not because of drilling is fun, but people want to accomplish something. They want maybe to hang up a picture. They want to beautify their home. So understanding what is the purpose behind that behavior is what we try to express in a statement that is the job to be done. And you can imagine that there are very kind of tactical, mechanical, almost jobs to be done at a very low level. And there are mid-level and high-level jobs to be done. So the higher you go, the more purposeful the job to be done gets.
Thank you very much. Perhaps to understand, what are the best practices to integrate job to be done into existing initiatives? And how can we do that? Because for me, it's, for example, I was listening to one of your interviews, and then we know that on the intuitive customer, they were discussing about job to be done on the long term. And they were discussing about a Gucci bag or a Louis Vuitton bag and so on. And the job to be done cannot be only to bring something from A to B, because then you can pay a bag $10, 10 euros, and then use that. Could you please elaborate a bit on that?
Yes, absolutely. There are different types of jobs to be done. There are, of course, functional jobs to be done, which is something that I believe most business people focus on, especially in the B2B area, is getting something from A to B, is calculating a value or whatsoever. But there are also emotional jobs to be done. And those are, I would say, as important as functional job to be done, at least sometimes. That could be like obtaining peace of mind when I ship a delicate good from A to B. I want to make sure that the good is in kind of a good hands, that it's safe, that it arrives intact, and so on. And so we should not only focus on functional jobs, but also on these emotional jobs. And then there is a sub-version of an emotional job, which is a social job. That's an emotional job where you need kind of others to make you feel good. For example, feeling appreciated, feeling... Maybe it's a feeling by helping others and feeling good by doing that. And in all of our jobs we've done research, we discovered these emotional, social, customer jobs besides these functional jobs. And the third aspect, between in addition to purpose and job dimension, is context, because we need to understand that jobs performed are not in a vacuum. There's always context. So to make this very practical, when you drill a hole in the wall, let's say on Wednesday at 4 o'clock in your kind of in your own single family home, or if you want to do this on a Sunday morning at 6 o'clock in an apartment building, that is a big difference. It requires a different response from kind of the manufacturer of your tool. And so we always need to look left and right. What are the contextual elements that determine the customer job? And so you talked about comparing it to classical methods like segmenting by demographics, by psychographics, by behavior, maybe by what people value. And the persona concept also comes to mind as a very popular concept. And so we look more like critical at these traditional ways of segment the market, because they're not causal. Just because I'm 58 years old, I'm male, I'm kind of white, that's not the reason why I bought the New York Times yesterday. We really need to understand what caused me to do this. And that provides us with a much better understanding of the customer. So we don't segment anymore by these traditional methods when we do our research. After the jobs we've done, research is done, we segment them by customer jobs and also look at additional criteria in terms of how important that customer job is, how well it gets executed. So how satisfied are people with performing a customer job? and how valuable is taking on this customer job for us as an organization? Are there many people with this customer job where we can maybe earn a little or charge a little? Or are there maybe few people who would like the job to be performed and would pay a lot for it? So it talks to the market size. So under the line, the jobs we done concept brought a whole new way to segment markets into our tool set. And I have to say that once organizations make the step to customer jobs, I think they look at the world a little differently.
Thank you. And it's really interesting. Perhaps could you share an example, a real world example where jobs to be done has been used and impacted a customer, a company strategy? Because I think important is to really to understand how to effectively use, apply these jobs to be done.
Yes. There are some nice examples. Well, my first big project that I did in the jobs to be done space was with the Frankfurt Airport. And they wanted to do their strategy development for the air freight differently at that time. That was in 2018. They wanted to apply jobs to be done and do customer interviews. And so I did all the customer interviews with them, with their customers, which are the freight companies, of course, the shipping companies, the airlines and the airport handlers that package the shipments and put them into the plane. And also they asked me to talk to end customers. So to the customers of their customers, the shippers. And we discovered 91 customer jobs that not were all performed at a high satisfaction. There were some customer jobs that were like where that the customers had a lot of pain performing that. And then there were customer jobs that were, that was at least my impression, not known to the business customers of Frankfurt Airport. It was about the needs of their clients or their customers shipping goods from A to B and all the implications with that. So this was a huge revelation to everyone. It's like, how satisfied are companies with shipping their goods with air freight? Because we need to understand air freight is super expensive. So there are very particular use cases, and the shipping companies, they wanted to make sure that their money is spent well, the goods arrive on time, and also fits their business model. And this was, I think, like the biggest aha. It's like, oh, that's the business model of our customers. So we need to have the right response to serving that customer job well. So the feedback that I got after the project was at the time that my recommendations that came out of the job to be done research was at 100% translated into strategy.
Oh, that's really important. And I think this work really helped companies to understand. I'm not sure if you are allowed to, but I need to ask, is there an opportunity to share a bit more details or, for example, one or two examples out of these jobs to be done from this Frankfurt Airport that people can really understand also the differences?
Yeah, I would love to talk about the details, unfortunately. I wrote a case study, and that is on my website, and I guess it's on LinkedIn, on my LinkedIn profile. That talks a little bit more about the details, but I cannot go into specific examples, what they actually did. But I can imagine Frankfurt Airport provides a lot of the kind of the logistical support and the infrastructure. And from that point of view, there are goods need to flow all the time, and people want to have peace of mind, and they want to make sure that the Frankfurt Airport is a kind of the best location for shipping goods from A to B, and also serving their customers well, so that, for example, production doesn't need to stop when some parts are missing and so on. So as far as I'm allowed, I covered everything in the case study. I do have another case study that I did with an American startup in the home health area, where I can go a little bit more into the details. that is also documented as a case study. And so they developed a B2B solution for people in the field, like registered nurses and physiotherapists, to document their visits with their patients. And that traditionally has been very complicated and error laden. And so with the software they developed, they understood that it has to be sit on top of another very popular software and helps to accelerate the process of documenting and making sure that there are less errors in the documentation process. So there are always specific insights that clients can take out of the jobs we've done research and put them into a new product or a new service.
Thank you. I think this really helps, and it's important also to the audience. You can go to Eckert webpage or to his LinkedIn profile. We will share all this information in the LinkedIn in the show notes, and then you can find additional details. How can organization measure the success of implementing Job to Be Done in their strategies?
Yeah, that is a good question. I haven't had so many clients that were like looking at measuring the direct impact. But certainly what you could do is like a before and after is like the job is a customer job, and that typically doesn't change how you serve and how you perform that job and what tools or products you use, that's going to change. So for example, take a mother who needs to bring their children to kindergarten or to school in the afternoon to different activities. And she does it by, let's say, by car or by public transportation. And then you offer a new vehicle, maybe a cargo bike, and the mother of three suddenly has a very different way to perform these customer jobs, getting the kids from A to B, and is now much more flexible. There are no parking hassles anymore. And not only can she move kind of the kids quicker from A to B, but also maybe she can provide the kids more opportunities to unfold their talents, because they not only can go to one activity in the afternoon, maybe not only to a sports lesson, but maybe also to a music lesson. And so this new vehicle provides a new means to serve the customer job of providing your kids with activities to develop their talents. And then you could measure that. You could measure, okay, before and after. So when you use your car or public transportation, and now you're using the cargo bike, what is your satisfaction? What was the outcome of switching to a new vehicle?
Parking hassle is a big topic also on our side, because in where I'm living, and there is a big discussion around, are parents allowed to bring children to the school with the car or not, about parking hassle, creating traffic jam in the morning, and so on. And I think this is really a good example how to tackle that. I will ask to our politician if they want to discuss about a job to be done together with you. No, joke aside, I think there are also some challenges that companies face when they're adapting jobs to be done. How do you overcome this obstacle and make them understandable that it's a meaningful tool?
Yes. And my business partner and I, we did a research project with Jobs to Be Done practitioners, because we wanted to exactly find out what are the struggles they face and also what were the positive outcomes. And there were like three things that I want to highlight here is that really made it kind of difficult for people to apply Jobs to Be Done. The first thing, and that was kind of by far the greatest issue, is encouraging the organization to change. And we heard this in each and every interview. It's changing the mindset of leadership and getting the buy-in for the Jobs to Be Done approach. And this is not a kind of a single answer issue. It's very complex. It is making a convincing case that Jobs to Be Done is a better way, even if the organization faced a lot of trouble, a lot of issues developing new products and failed. Still, nevertheless, it's not a doesn't seem to be like an easy decision or no kind of a no-brainer. Yeah, let's do jobs with that. It's more like changing the course of an oil tanker. It requires a lot of force and it also takes long. It doesn't help when certain people in charge are in love with their solution, with their kind of shiny object, and don't want to question their own assumptions. And also, if they are hesitant to talk with customers. So all the kind of politics and power struggles, also the AI hype that's going on right now, is not really helpful because people think they know the solution before they have even understood the problem. And without executive sponsorship, there is kind of very little you can do. People that I talked to, they said me many of the projects were like below the radar. They are passionate about jobs to be done. They know it's going to make a difference. So they try to find ways to do it anyhow. The second thing is process and operationalized jobs to be done. There are some methods. There are books, there are videos explain what jobs to be done is. However, when we started to apply it 6 years ago, we felt there's a lack actually of process, of methodology, of tools that are kind of ready to be used. The ones available were kind of a little bit too soft on the process side. And also there's one that we thought is not really meeting our needs because it looks more at the customer job at a kind of a lower level. So we developed a tool called the Wheel of Progress, which is a canvas where we can capture the customer journey with the jobs we've done, with context, and also with all the emotions, so positive and negative thoughts and emotions that are going on throughout the customer journey. And so people are also, they are struggling, I would say with operationalize the process of doing customer jobs. And the third one is skills, because when you want to do customer jobs, you need certain skills. You need interviewing skills, because we interview customers about their journey and their customer experience using the product. You need the skills to document them. You need these insights. You need new vocabulary, introduce that into the company. But so that takes time, and people are often not given the time to do proper skills building, to do jobs to be done. But now I would say, when you look at all these issues, is it really worth to change? In my mind, that's not the question, because with jobs to be done, and this is also something that we heard throughout the interviews, you become a much more effective organization because you're focusing on the right things. You're focusing on customer outcomes. You're focusing on understanding the context and emotions. So all the things that really matter in buying and using a new product. And at the end of the day, you don't want to just create an innovation or improve customer experience. You want a return on investment, right? You want that customers buy and adopt a new solution. So you need to bring marketing, sales, development all together and working on the same thing. And I think with jobs we've done and with our method, we are having the tools to align organizations, tear down the silos and focus them on the same customer job or a set of customer jobs. And you also asked, what's the relevance to customer experience? And I want to answer that question as well, because this blog is about customer experience. And our experience is that when you understand the customer job, it is much easier to create the right customer experience, because you know what the customer expects, what is the expected outcome. And that creates lots of opportunities. One example, it's like a theoretical example, but I think it could be interesting. If you're an airline and you know why people travel from A to B, and that could be going to a conference and learning about a new topic, you could start to think about, okay, this is the job to be done of our customers. They want to travel to a conference to learn about a new topic. You may think about offering an opportunity to meet at the airport or in the airplane, people who are going to the same conference. So you can have a discover some new contacts, maybe some valuable contacts, and having some interesting conversations with them. And I think this could be interesting because as an airline, you may have not thought about, well, my job to be done is bringing people together to have a meaningful conversation and to make new contacts. But it could be. It could open your view to customer jobs left and right. And actually, the customer jobs that the customer really matters, that really matter to customers, that they care about. Because they could go to a conference using like a conference software that we do. So you could enhance value by, yeah, thinking about how you could implement such a functionality.
Thank you very much for this valuable insight. Is there an opportunity to find your wheel of progress? We had no time to discuss about that, but is there a way where the audience can find it?
Yeah, I guess the best thing is to go to my website. That is unipro-solutions.com. That is a UniPro, stands for Universal Progress Solutions. And we offer information and media content and also information about our process, the Wheel of Progress. The Wheel of Progress, by the way, can be used by anyone. We offer training, of course, learning how to use it, learning how to do interviews, to document it. We have an AI companion that helps to sort the items that you hear throughout the interview and offer consulting and practice opportunities and so on. So yeah, go to unipro-solutions.com and look at our process or go to our shop where we have like products like a card set, electronic card set to lead interviews. You can buy a manual for the Wheel of Pros and so on.
Thank you very much. We are coming to an end of this discussion, but in the last few minutes, I still have two questions for you. Fast forward 10 years from now, we are back on the CX Scorekeeper podcast. What we are discussing about?
Yeah, that is a great question. I don't have a crystal ball, but I have a wish. And that's based on my observation, is that whatever we talk in 10 years from now is about customers. It's not about technology in the first place. It's about customers. And I see a lot of decisions driven by a product agenda or a technology agenda. And I think whatever we do in business, it needs to benefit human beings or the planet. So whatever we automate, whatever we build, we need to think about first and foremost, how does it benefit customers or human beings and making progress in life or in business or the planet Earth, which is our living place.
Thank you very much. And now we are coming to the last question. Is Eckhart golden nugget? It's something that we discussed or something new to leave to the audience.
Yeah. One thing that we learned through these customer interviews and jobs we've done interviews is that you start to see the world through a different lens. You look at the world at jobs we've done, and you're also able to discover jobs we've done you have never seen before, because it's like a puzzle piece. When you do interviews and collect all the insights, you put them on a table like the puzzle pieces. You start to sort them and cluster them, and then a picture emerges what the actual purpose of that customer behavior was. There's one project that I did with a colleague from the US. We asked children of elderly relatives who were looking for a new care solution about the process of finding a new care solution. And we discovered it was not actually about finding a new care solution. It was about providing dignified last phase of life. And this is a customer job at a very different level that nobody talked about in the interviews, yet it does exist. And this is one of the puzzle pictures that's going to emerge when you do this kind of research. You find these higher level jobs that can serve as a North Star for your organization. And so you're able to provide a much improved or much more meaningful customer experience.
Thank you very much. And I think this is a topic where we all will go through in future. Thank you very much for this discussion. Eckhart, please stay with me. To the audience, it's everything for today. If you have any question, feel free to contact me or to contact Eckhart. You will find all the information also in the show notes. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth. Subscribe it, share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business, we are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you!